W4HI. W4HI calling.
HI, NY4G.
G, N0TR. G, N0TR. 0TR, clear.
HI, W4HI calling.
HI, this is N0TR. My name's Tom, located in Greer, South Carolina.
Tom, name here is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Bruce. And we're located in Seneca. Just moved back to the area. We've been gone for a long time. And this is our final destination. And we're renting an apartment here in Seneca. And I have a second floor room that points to the west, so that's good. And I assume this is the Greenville repeater up on the mountain there, right?
3,500 feet up there. And Bruce, I was just looking over your station. I heard you call earlier, and then I heard my friend NY4G call you back. He was a little late, but I was just looking at your nice equipment there and your little radio shack in Boca Raton, Florida.
Somebody else owns all that, so I got to upgrade that thing. I haven't changed my FCC residency yet, but we've only been here 9 days in the apartment, so I got 45 days or so statewide to change our DLs and car registrations and all that. But very good. And Tom, I appreciate you coming back. They still have that net on at night every night. That's we were here from 93 off and on all the way till, believe it or not, till 2014 or 2015 when we sold the house down in Fairplane. But we lived here full time for about 12 years, and then I got transferred again.
It's on at 9 o'clock every night, and I belong to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club and the Greer Amateur Radio Club. We're not meeting in Greer, but they're doing online stuff at both the Brar site, we call it B-R-A-R-S, and you can look it up on the internet. Just Google it, and it's a very nice net, and be glad to hear you. I don't check in too often anymore, but ever so often if I'm mobile or if I get the urge, I do. Very old day here today. We've been here 10 years. We moved here 10 years ago from Kansas, Bruce. Over
to the government for a long time, one way or another, and in law enforcement. So it brought us here. It kept us here for a while, but then it took us away for a while, a long while. So we've moved quite a bit, all on the eastern coast, you know, D.C. area, two places in Georgia, two places in Florida. Boca Raton is where we first met and where I first went to college at and all that stuff. So that was good stuff. But we really wanted to look for the four seasons, no big storms, and no big crowding. So we're going to find a little plot of land here in Seneca area and put up an antenna. I got all the stuff, and it's all here. So, Tom, really nice meeting you. And did they still have EchoLink connected to that?
I talked to a guy in Germany the other day. I think he was in Baden, and I talked to a gentleman in Australia as I was driving down the road here. You just never know when you're going to hear somebody on the EchoLink, and then they have EchoLink only check-ins for a portion of the net every night.
Brings up fond memories because when we got transferred, I continued to through EchoLink come in every once in a while, but I kind of dropped that off. But very good. And that's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club is the 6-1 owner.
Caesars Head Mountain, and they meet down at the old Red Cross building here when they're meeting down by the VA clinic, the new VA clinic here in Greenville. And it's actually, if you look it up, it's BRARS, which is Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
I'm going to probably get a lot of hits. Very good, very good. Well, that's nice to hear. And really appreciate your hospitality and apology to the other station there. I did wait a little bit, but I was anxious just to see what, now that I got an antenna in the window, and it seems to be working quite well. And I think it will, because like I said, the apartment pretty much faces west and has an exposure to the northwest. So that's why I'm getting the repeater about 3/4 meter reading. So that's really good for me. Anyway, that means I get it. Now, what is the frequency for Mount Mitchell repeater?
But there'll probably somebody chime in here and get that one for you. There's one on 147.745, I think. I just have to look. They're all in memory, Bruce, and you know how that is. Ignorance by complacency here. I'm guilty. And that's not bars that I told you about. That's BR, Bravo Romeo, Alpha Romeo, Sierra. Bars. Probably does sound like bars. There you go. Jerry will tell you. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, well, Bruce, the Mitchell repeater is 145.19 with a minus offset, no tone.
Keep that one more time, a little slower.
Yes, it's 145.190. It's a minus duplex, and it does not have a PL tone.
Not one of my frequency alignments. So I did this down in South Florida, you know, when I was coming up here. So it's missing a few. In fact, there's another repeater at 146.670 that I'm picking up really strong, too. I don't know what that one is. Over to you, Jerry.
It's a 670 repeater. That's actually a simplex D-star frequency, but it may be something else. I'm not sure what it is. I'm sure that Tom could probably look it up. But they have a net on that. They have actually a couple of nets on that Mitchell repeater. They've got one at 8 and one at 9 on Saturday mornings, I think. And they have one at 9 o'clock Saturday night. It's been on for years. And people check in from Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, Virginia, all over the places. It's up at 6,600 feet. So it's probably got probably got one of the widest ranges of coverage around. It also does have EchoLink node as well too. But they usually have a lot of check-ins on that 6,600 net on Saturday night. But they have a swap net on Tuesday nights, I think, on that frequency. If you can get into it, it's a pretty busy frequency. I just don't have a lot of. I can only get into it from here in Anderson if the propagation is good.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango listening.
Good one. We're talking to Bruce, W4HI, and Jerry, and me, of course. This is N0TR. And Jerry, before I turn you over to Rusty, was that 145? You said 419 at first, and then you said 145.190. Back to you, Jerry.
145.190, and it does not have a PL tone. I could usually hit it in Greenville, but it's pretty hard for me to hit it without the propagation being good here since I don't have an outside antenna.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. And to clarify that, I probably just superimposed the numbers. I'm good about that. W2T and 0TR, and then over to W4HI.
All right, well, good afternoon to everyone. Hello, Jerry, Tom, and Bruce. And my name is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located over here in the Spartanburg area. And, the 145.19 repeater has got a wide area. This one covers a pretty good area. And There are about five or six you can hit from around here. There's a couple up the edge of North Carolina that are good to get into and everything. So anyway, and you know, it's good things that there's a lot of activity on all the repeaters around this area. I've been in other areas of the country where, including Florida, when I was down there visiting my sister, where I have a bunch of repeaters already programmed in my radio, and I got down there, and I finally found one person on one repeater, and that was about the size of that. Everybody else was, I don't know what, you know, they were too busy to talk to somebody from out of state. But anyway, and all good afternoon to all of you. It's kind of wet and dreary outside right now. And I've been sitting over here working in my radio room, cleaning things up, straightening things around, and trying to make things a little more accessible, as they say. And good afternoon to you, Bruce. Go ahead and pick it up.
Well, we've been in an apartment here in Seneca on top of a hill, so it's pretty line of sight to the west and a little bit to the northwest. I'm not sure I'll fit you up Mount Mitchell, but I'm going to try it real soon. And but anyway, it's great to be back to the area. We were looking forward to this for the last couple of years, and it finally worked out, and we're here. So, and we're staying, so we're done. But again, it's really nice catching up with you all, and the hospitality is greatly appreciated. And Rusty, I wouldn't take that too personal. There is a lot of repeaters in South Florida, or in Florida in general. I'm more familiar with South Florida and in the Palm Beach area and Broward area. And there's a lot of activity there. There still is. DMR has really taken over Florida. DMR is by far the hottest radio thing going on, and there's multiple repeaters on DMR throughout the state. So every city now has at least one or two, you know. So DMR has really kind of done the thing. And I think there's so many options. That's one of the things. Today in amateur radio, I've got two other radios going on right now. One's a DMR and one's a remote radio that I'm connecting to a friend of mine stationed up in the D.C. area. And I can work VHF, UHF, and HF from here to there. So there's just so many different things to do in amateur radio. And I'll pass it over to Tom, W4HI.
And 0TR returning. Well, fine business, Bruce. Well, your little antenna is working good. Your picture looks good on QRZ in the boat as you're speeding along with a wake. And you're sitting on, if I was talking HF, I'd say it's about a 579, maybe a 58. You have some white noise in there with your signal, Bruce, but very intelligible and very clear. Just a little bit of white noise with it. So it's doing really good. And I'll send you back to Jerry, and I'll go one more round, and then I got to run for a few minutes. This is in 0TR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Thanks, and Bruce, welcome to the area. And yeah, we got it's pretty active here. There's a good bit of DMR activity as well. I don't have a DMR radio, but there's a good bit of activity in the area, and there's a lot of people, you know, like it. I just haven't got I got too many other irons in the fire right now to, you know, get into another mode. I'm still trying to figure out what I got now. But, Rosie, I hope you're having a good afternoon. I'll turn it back to you in W2T.
Things are going fairly good here this afternoon. I'm just, like I said, I'm inside the house, and it's warm and dry in here, and I'm not getting wet. And it seems to be doing a bunch of that outside, and it's coming and going. And you know, it's what it is. It's the winter time in South Carolina. Excuse me, and Bruce. Yeah, I know a lot of guys that are down in Florida. I've got a lot of good friends that I talk to on HF, on the nets that I call, and everything. That we've got a bunch of our folks based out of all over parts of Florida, and so we, you know, there are a bunch of them that check into the nets, particularly some of the ones that I call and everything at night. So it's always nice to see all these guys, you know, getting in here. And like I said, we got a bunch of them from down in Florida who check in on a regular basis. So, you know, it's always good for that and everything else. So, you know, it's, I don't know what your HF capabilities are going to be, where you're going to be living. So, you know, that's always a thing. What are you going to be able to do? And, you know, it's trying to figure out what exactly is available in your area and what's not, and all of that type of thing, so you can figure out what you can operate. I mean, a lot of these apartment complexes and things like that, they get kind of funky about putting antennas up in their yards or up on top of their buildings and everything else. Of course, I do know a guy that lives in an apartment complex, and he's beat them at their system. What he did is he loads up their nice little thing called the downspout and spout that's on the house. He figured out how to convert the you know, that part of the thing. So he's got an antenna. He made an antenna out of the drain system outside. So it works out for him. And, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. And just have to be innovative, as I was telling a fellow down in Anderson this morning that's new to the HF range. But anyway, good to hear you. Good to hear you up here. And like I said, I'm originally from Lakeland and been up here in South Carolina most of my 74 years. So, but my sister still lives down in the Jacksonville, St. Augustine area. And I get down to visit her. And when I was down there before, I took a radio with me and did some HF down there. But a few of the folks fussed about the fact that I was running an HF rig down that way. So anyway, I didn't take it back the last time I went down and kind of behaved myself, as they say, so that I wouldn't get her in trouble in the area she lives in. They don't have restrictions, antenna restrictions, but, you know, it's nice to be nice to the people that you're visiting around. WU2T, back to you, Bruce.
Rusty, I'm actually good on HF because I have a remote radio system with two other friends. And it's really nice to use. We use ICOM 7100, so and no computers involved. So I have the control head of an ICOM 7100 here. And up in Maryland and also on Long Island are two of my other friends that have the identical radio systems and control. So I can easily use their HF, their HF from here. And the HF, being out of Maryland and Long Island, is really excellent, especially in 40 and 80. When I lived at the bottom end of South Florida, over 300 miles from the closest civilization like Georgia, so it was not as good as it was when I was stationed up in D.C. area and operated HF. So I'm good. I'm not going to worry about any HF from the apartment here. But once we get a home site, I got a 70-foot of room tower and another tower all here in our either storage or in Fairplay waiting for us to build. So we're going to be doing good. So we'll be HF locally here also. Hey, guys, I'm going to sign. My wife came in. That means I got to go do run an errand down to Fairplay. We'll talk with you all soon. I don't have a radio in the car yet, so we'll have to redo that one. 7-3-0, Tom, Jerry, and Rusty, I really appreciate the hospitality, and we'll be talking with you a lot here over the near to distant future. 7-3 from Seneca, W4HI.
Okay, Bruce, very nice to talk to you today. Pleasure's all ours, and welcome to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. and I'm not an officer. Talk to you down the line. 73s. This is N0TR, and I'm going to be clear to you. Over to you, Jerry.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a good setup here, Bruce. And, Tom, I guess you've been busy today. I know Rusty is out and about, I'm sure. I heard this morning that CVS is opening up some appointments for vaccines, but their website has been just hammered, so they're not responding to anything. I think a few people got online so they could get appointments early on Saturday or Sunday, but I think most of these CVS stores only have a few hundred vaccines when they get them in, but anyway, it's just the whole thing's a melee. Back to you, Rusty.
Jerry, I might add, one of the reasons for it, I was just listening to the news, is the bad weather up north, and it's been pitiful. And so a lot of them come out of Kentucky and Tennessee, and that's a lot of the holdup in 0TR.
Same thing, Tom, when I was I was talking to somebody here yesterday that drives for one of the companies. It's once the stuff flies in, that has to go out and do the deliveries, and he said it's been a particularly, and of course he also works for the same company that delivers it from Pfizer to the airlines that are transporting it. So, you know, it's all a zoo out there, and the weather in the Northeast is not helping matters, not in the least. So, you know, I just try to, and I'm at home this afternoon, so I'm not going anywhere else. I haven't even, the only way I've left the house is when I walked across the street to get the mail out of the mailbox. Other than that, I've been right here at the house all day, and I plan to stay here. I ain't lost nothing out there in all of that, in that nastiness today. Anyway, Tom, have a good afternoon. Say hello to Bernice for me. We'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm glad that you're staying inside, Rusty. It is kind of nasty out that day after we had two pretty nice days. Yesterday was just a great day. But have a good afternoon, and back to Tom.
With us.
Yeah, I was down the hall there, but good afternoon, guys. And 0TR clear.
Rusty, you have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on today. Enjoy the relax and enjoy the warmth if you got any. I'd love to have a fireplace, but I don't have room for one. 73, talk to you guys later. N4DJC clear.
Catch you later. I'm sitting here in the radio computer room. I'm playing around and in the computer right this minute. I've got the radio flipped on behind me, and I may go work some FT8. Just see if anybody's out there. Talk to you later. W2T monitoring.
K4LN.
N4TFW. Radio, been missing you in the morning.
Like I said, the hospital guys want to bring another bed and some things I need out here, so they're coming this afternoon to give me a good table so I can actually sleep in my radio room. So we're gonna, as soon as I get a chance, when I get my 706 back, we'll be able to run that thing on the power. We should have a good signal again.
Well, we've been worried about you because we haven't been hearing you. You know, even if you scratch it, you can still jump on in there.
I'll say 73 to you guys. I'll catch up with you later. I'm just waiting for them to get here. I'm going to throw the cat in the bedroom so that they won't bother them when they fix this stuff. KN4 clear. Have a good day.
Good to talk to you. KN4 TFW clear.